This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. People move to Chicago for all kinds of reasons, and finding artistic community is definitely at the top of the list for a lot of us. I was just talking to a homie last night about how collaborative the creative culture is here, which is so refreshing compared to other big cities. You could walk into a room and meet a jazz musician, a visual artist, and a poet, and they're all friends. This is some of what keeps Damian Nichols here. He's a painter from New York, and he's lived in the Chicago area for several years now. He talks about Chicago feeling very interconnected and how much that inspires him. Damian talked to my colleague, Ari Mejia, for the Shy Sounds Like series at our sister station, Vocalo. Here he is.
I'm Damian Nichols. I'm an artist, and this is what Chicago sounds like. I went to school for art and worked at a design agency for quite some time, and then that, I wasn't quite wanting to follow that. That was in 2016, so I just graduated college. I went to Syracuse. I was fresh. I was young. I was a baby. I was like 22. I had some family out here. Thankfully, my brother was like, hey, just like come crash with me. And if you want to explore, you can explore, you know? I actually landed in Skokie, which is funny. My brother had just bought a house out there. He was working at the Army base. And so that was my first like introduction to the city, actually, which was nice because I would take the yellow line down to the red line, and it kind of forced me to explore the city. And it felt a lot like Brooklyn, honestly. Like, you go from neighborhood to neighborhood, and the city sort of rolls into itself. I love New York. It's my hometown. But I think there's this, like, anonymity in the city that can be pretty divorcing for people. Do you know what caul fat is? Caul fat is like the connective tissue in the intestines of a pig. And you can take it out and make like sausages and all different kinds of stuff with it. But it holds all the internal organs together. And it feels like in Chicago, you have this like, it's almost like this web network effect that you don't quite get in New York. New York, artistically, a little culturally, is a little more pocketed. Now, I will say Chicago is very segregated, and that can make it hard. But simultaneously, I found like specifically with the art community, with the performance community, with the food community here, there's something here where people just, they magnetize one another. And I think that is something that has really like stuck with me. So I live in the Near West Side. It's like west of West Loop, north of Pilsen, east of Garfield Park, under Ukrainian. Like, what is this? We moved there about a year ago. We love it there. We live in a one level of a three flat, like an old Victorian graystone. And it kind of just reminds me of the neighborhood I grew up in. Like, I grew up in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, and it was all row homes, and, you know, people had their tiny little gardens in front, and, you know, a lot of families, and just like a homey, comfortable feeling. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm a painter. I originally went to school for illustration, which was fun, but wasn't really my bag. I think, you know, learning to sort of bang out and execute drawings really, really fast for editorial wasn't quite something that I was interested in. I always used to do a lot of mixed media, a lot of collage, a lot of painting in high school. But more recently, I've been doing a lot more flat work, a lot more work with canvas. I like working with lots of layers. I'm pulling from a lot of like heavy color use. My parents are from Trinidad, so I feel like we grew up with a lot of heavy color, a lot of, you know, my parents let me choose the colors for our house once we were younger, and it was like yellows and purples. So those, using heavy color fields, really speaks to me a lot.
Thank you.
my work is super pattern based. To me, it's about texture, changing the texture of a whole wall or of a bathroom or piece of paper. I think that there's a couple sort of directions I'm going in right now. One is like this idea of like collective ownership and how can, you know, people share pieces of artwork, right? And how can you divide something up and almost like fractionalize it so that someone can have a piece of an experience. It's almost like when you're staying at a hotel, right? Like you've bought one room in this hotel or this studio in this building. You've bought this one room, but you're all in the room together, right? And so even in that space of enjoying a piece of artwork that you've bought in your home by yourself, you're also part of this other thing. So I've been doing a lot of paintings on canvas and then ripping them up so they all sort of live on their own and together. That's something that I'm really trying to chase after a lot because it keeps the artwork accessible, right? Like, I like working big. Working big is super fun, but you got to make art for yourself and for your friends and for your people and people who are like you. So I feel like it helps you sort of pull that lever a little bit. I want to buy art too, you know? Like, I like buying art. I want to live in a world where everyone can purchase art and consume it. Like, it's about relationships, right? Like, you saw a thing that you liked and based on your collective experience, you were drawn to that or it intrigued you. All the things you've experienced that give you your point of view, right? Whether it's like where you're from, you know, what kind of artwork you were exposed to before. There's something about that thing that is it's almost like a taste memory or a smell memory. You are attracted to the things that you're attracted to because of all of the experiences that you've had. And that allows for unique relationships. You get to connect with somebody over what seems like a thing that is coming out of only your head. Someone else is responding to it. And I think people should be able to have that. Your art can be so personal. It's almost like in restaurants. Like, it's not like every restaurant is making its own specific strain of beef and so on and so forth. It's just, these are how we take these commodities, whether it's beef, chicken, pasta, flour, and we put our sauce on it. This is how we think this dish should be composed. I think it's very similar with artwork. I've lived here for 6-7 years now, but the last 2 years really showed a lot of the character of the city, and it was like, yo, we pull up super hard for each other in a way the New Yorkers do, but it's just a little different here, and it really made me kind of like love the city. I mean, all the people, it's hard to move to a new city regardless. Like, I think about when my parents moved here from way further than I did, and they just did that thing. It's really difficult to do that, and so to be embraced in so many different ways in a city is really cool.
This episode was produced by Ari Mejia for WBEZ's sister station, Vocalo. It's a part of their Shy Sounds Like series. You can learn more about Damien and hear other stories like this at vocalo.org. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to the show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.